again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 6th of September, 2007. It was on this day, 1522, the ship Vittoria reached port in Spain, which completed the first trip around the world, a trip that had been undertaken by Ferdinand Magellan in 1519 with five ships. He sailed west, hoping to reach the Indies, no idea how far away they were. He managed to sail around South America, and it was he who named it the Pacific Ocean because it happened to be calm that day. It took them 3.5 months to reach the West Indies, where Magellan tried to convert the natives to Christianity by force, and they killed him by force. Of 237 men who sailed off from Spain, only 17 survived that first trip around the world. It's the birthday of Robert M. Persig, born in Minneapolis, 1928, who in 1968 took a trip by motorcycle from Minneapolis to California with his 12-year-old son and wrote a book about it called Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. It was rejected by 121 publishers, and Persig got only a $3,000 advance on it, but it came out in 1974, and it sold more than 4 million copies. Robert Persig, who said, "I think metaphysics is good if it improves everyday life, otherwise forget it." It's the birthday of the novelist Alice Sebold, born in Madison, Wisconsin, 1963. She was a freshman in college when one night she was attacked while she was walking home. She was dragged into a tunnel and she was raped. She went to the police, who told her that a girl had recently been murdered in that same tunnel, and so she should consider herself lucky for having survived. She saw the rapist on the street a few weeks later, reported him to the police. He was arrested. She testified at his trial. He was convicted and sentenced, and Alice Sebold thought she had put this behind her. But for the next 15 years, she struggled to have relationships with other people, struggled to write, was unable to publish anything. She bounced around to New York and California. She started drinking a lot and dabbling in drugs. And then she sat down to write about that other girl who had been murdered in the tunnel where she had been raped, and to give that girl a voice. In one sitting, she wrote the opening of what would become her novel, The Lovely Bones, about a murdered 14-year-old girl looking down from heaven as her family tries to recover from the grief of her death. A book that begins, "My name was Salmon, like the fish. First name Susie. I was 14 when I was murdered on December 6th, 1973. The book was published by Little Brown. It became a word-of-mouth sensation among booksellers and critics, and it was the best-selling book in 2002. Alice Sebold, who said it's very weird to succeed at 39 years old and realize that in the midst of your failure, you were slowly building the life that you wanted. Here's a poem for today by David Ignato entitled "For My Daughter." When I die, choose a star and name it after me, that you may know I have not abandoned or forgotten you. You were such a star to me, following you through birth and childhood, my hand in your hand. When I die, choose a star and name it after me, so that I may shine down on you until you join me in darkness and silence together. David Ignato's poem, "For My Daughter," from Against the Evidence, Selected Poems, 1934 to 1994, published by Wesleyan University Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.